KR friends. So today we are reading a story for you called Lenny and Lucy. It was written by Philip Seastead, illustrated by Aaron Eastead. I think they might be related. And it's read today by Mommy and
Philip.
That's right. And
Uncle David.
Uncle David. Do you know it's nice to have people you're related to who are near you?
Like me.
Yeah, like we have an uncle with us today, which is why we have a Philip with us today. Because normally when we do stories, he is not normally Philip. He always surprises us.
Usually never Philip.
It's nice to have him here, though.
No, literally. Usually you can never meet. No, literally, never.
But today we have him, so let us read the story, shall we? Let's go. Winding along a bumpy road through the dark, unfriendly woods, Peter said,
I think this is a terrible idea.
Ooh, going through the dark woods? I gotta agree with you, Peter. And in the picture, we can see the dark woods. That's an awful lot of trees, isn't it? And when they'd finally left the woods and stood safely on the other side of the wooden bridge, Peter said,
This house is not as good as our old house. I want to go back.
But no one heard, except for Harold, who was only a dog and couldn't do much about it, even though he wanted to. Yeah, dogs can't talk, can they? And he couldn't say anything like, I agree, let's go. So it sounds like we can assume here that Peter's family has moved, right? Harold was a good dog. He looks like a good dog. Doesn't jump up or slobber on people. Or bite or anything like that, no. At night, Peter and Harold looked from the upstairs window past the wooden bridge out to the dark woods. Terrible things hid in the trees. Neither Peter nor Harold slept at all. What could be out there?
I imagine they're looking at the bridge, and then they look behind it, and there are terrible things and monsters peeking in between the trees.
Ooh. I was thinking there could be, like, all kinds of scary things, like...
Dodger fans.
Oh, boy. Chemistry teachers.
How are those creepy?
Oh, they make you do calculations and stuff like that. Oof. I'm being very silly. I actually like those. I like those.
What?
So the next day, Peter made a tall pile.
There are definitely probably a lot of kittens out there.
You think?
Like, yikes. I hate kittens. They're so creepy.
Kittens?
Kittens?
I got you there. I love kittens.
So the next day, Peter made a tall pile of pillows. And after they toppled the pile 6 times, Peter ran inside to find just the right blankets. He stitched and sewed and wrapped the pile up, tying it shut with string. He pushed and pulled and kneaded the wrapped up pillows like dough. What is he making? What is he doing? Oh. And when he was done, he named it Lenny, Guardian of the Bridge.
Lenny will guard the bridge,
said Peter,
and keep the dark woods on the other side where they belong.
Harold wagged his tail, and In the pictures, my, oh my, we can see Lenny. He looks almost like maybe a giant troll of some sort made out of pillows, would you say?
A pillow man.
Yes, that's an excellent way to describe him. He looks like a snowman, pillow man person. Peter and Harold watched from the upstairs window. They felt safe, knowing that Lenny was there. He guarded the bridge silently, patiently, but with no one to keep him company. Oh, Lenny the Pillow Man must be lonely, Lenny.
Oh, like...
the Pillow Man.
The space robot who was up in space.
Space Robot 5?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who was lonely?
Yeah. Oh.
Do you think Lenny is lonely? Asked Peter. And then they worried about Lenny and his loneliness. I was doing the same thing. And no one slept at all. Oh, yeah. This is a problem, isn't it? So the next day, Peter brought breakfast to Lenny, toast and jam, and a glass of milk. And then Peter gathered up all the leaves on the ground and made a tall pile. And after they'd leapt into the pile 7 times, Peter ran inside to find just the right blanket. And he pushed and pulled and kneaded and wrapped up leaves like dough. I wonder what his parents think about him doing this to their bedding. When he was done, he named her Lucy. And Lucy was a good friend to Lenny. And friends, in the pictures, we can see Lucy. She looks exactly like Lenny, only she's wearing purple instead of the green that Lenny was wearing. Otherwise, they are pillows with puffy eyes.
She has a hat.
Oh, touche, she does have a hat. Oh, well, he took his hat off for her because he's a gentleman. But yes, she does have a hat. And she looks cozy. Mm-hmm. Everyone slept. And the dark woods stayed on the other side of the bridge, where they belonged. Because they have 2 protectors now. The next day, Peter, Harold, Lenny, and Lucy played a game of marbles. Harold was champion, everyone agreed. And for lunch, they ate vegetable soup, and after soup, Peter began a collection of rocks. The others sat a while, watching the woods and wondering about the things they couldn't see. There probably were quite a few things. Oh boy.
Have you ever seen an owl?
Asked Millie. Millie lived next door. She had binoculars that everyone could share. And a bag of marshmallows, too. Oh, I would be her friend so fast, because I love marshmallows.
No, said Peter. I have never seen an owl.
Harold hadn't either. And in the picture we can see, she has come over with, it looks like her mother, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe her mother has brought some sort of dish or some sort of treat for the family.
Lucy and Lenny.
Mm-hmm. So Peter, Harold, Lenny and Lucy and Millie sat together.
It sounds like Lucy and Lenny actually came to life.
Do you think they did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because if they didn't come to life, they couldn't be doing that.
Well, I think I want to point something out to you because we know they were made out of pillows. And as far as I have noted in my...
They came to life.
Perhaps they came in their imaginations.
It's just a story, dude.
Yeah. Okay, yes. So in their imaginations, they pretended that Lenny and Lucy came to life, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And in their imaginations, we can see them using the binoculars. So, Peter, Harold, Lenny, Lucy, and Millie sat together, watching out for interesting things. And I'm sure they all took turns with the binoculars. And then Harold chased a squirrel or two. That's what dogs do. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And all the while, even after the lights were out, the dark woods stayed on the other side of the bridge, where they belonged. And in the last page of the book, friends, I want to point out some things. First, we can see that Peter's house is right next door to Millie's, right? Mm-hmm. And the bridge to the deep, dark woods runs between their homes. Mm-hmm. Now, she has a flashlight on out in the darkness, and she's shining it. And he has a flashlight on, and he's also shining it. So maybe they are shining towards each other and making signals and such. But there, guarding the bridge, they've put Lucy on one side by Millie, and they've put Lenny on the other by Peter. So that both sides of the bridge are fully protected, and both children have flashlights just in case. Seems like their security systems are on point. And I'm going to guess they both grew up and worked in security. What do you think about that?
Yeah. And probably got married.
Do you think they got married? Oh, everyone lived happily ever after, huh? That'd be nice. But it is also...
And Lucy and Lenny stayed forever and ever.
Do you think so? They were the best man and the maid of honor at their wedding.
Mm-hmm.
They had a pillow. It's funny.
They had pillow eggs.
Oh, that's too funny. And that...
Ooh, the flower girl mm-hmm. was Lucy, and she just sat there with a bouquet of flowers in her.
Yeah.
What about Harold?
Oh, Harold could have been the ring bearer.
Ring bearer.
He's a good boy. He's a good boy.
Yeah, he was.
Has a pillow on his back, and he walks up with a ring on the pillow.
Woof, woof.
Woof.
And that,
woof,
our dear friends, is...
the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.